Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, queer radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. This week, the Luscious Queer Music Festival. It's summer. You can tell by our cold weather here in San Francisco, which for music lovers means music festival season. Now there's a new one in Northern California featuring music by LGBT or queer artists with partial proceeds to help queer international refugees. It's the Luscious Queer Music Festival, taking place the weekend of August 22nd through 24th, just 2 weeks from now, near the north end of Clear Lake in Lake County. Featured artists include Mary Lambert and Matt Alber will be playing some of their music this half hour, and John Ginoli, founder of Pansy Division, who's here with us in the studio, and Chris Williamson, a women's music pioneer. Also, Mix Justin, Vivian Bond, many more over the 3 days of this festival. Comic Marga Gomez will also be there as one of the mistresses of ceremonies. And DJed Dancing with DJs Paige Hodell and Just Time, both of whom are here with us tonight, along with the event's producer, Reuven Hanna. The weekend will be packed with fun as we are packed in our studio. So let's say hello to first John Ginoli, who formed Pansy Division, a groundbreaking openly gay punk rock band in 1991. He's one of the featured performers at Luscious Queer Music Festival, and he's also been on Out in the Bay before. Good to see you again, John.
Yes, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you bet. Just Time, a queer musician, artist, DJ, producer, and activist living in Oakland. Just Time DJs every Thursday night at Trax Bar on Haight Street for a psychedelic social called Beats Reality, and has collaborated with Comfort and Joy, Honey Sound System, and many other queer projects in the Bay Area. Welcome, Just Time.
Hey, boo.
Paige Hodell has been a Bay Area DJ for 33 years, creating two legendary Bay Area dance clubs, The Box and Club Q. She's now the artist behind the Monday Hearts for Madeline Weekly Arts Project. She works by day at Living Jazz, helping produce music and education programs that transform lives through music. You can see Paige and dance to her grooves Friday nights at the Starlight Room in San Francisco, right?
That's right.
Great. Hi, Paige.
Thank you for having me.
And Reuven Hanna is the managing producer of the Luscious Queer Music Festival and a member of the Saratoga Springs Retreat Center, which is putting on the event. He's also known to many as a San Francisco performance artist. Welcome, Reuven.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for all coming in to tell us about Luscious. So why a queer music festival, or should I say, why hasn't there been one like this before or recently in Northern California? Has there ever been one that any of you know of?
No.
John says no.
There have been attempts at similar events. There's been an event in San Francisco called Bring Your Own Queer that happens on a Saturday afternoon in Golden Gate Park. But as far as I know, there hasn't been a Northern California queer-specific LGBT music festival.
And for a whole weekend. Yeah. So what's the, what inspired you to put it on? In this day and age when, you know, Melissa Etheridge and Cheyenne Jackson and Pink Martini are playing with the San Francisco Symphony, of all things, why do we need a queer music festival?
Because Saratoga Springs is a place devoted to community and to diverse community. It's a beautiful valley surrounded by hills, and we thought it would be a perfect place to bring together the entire LGBTQ community. And what better way to bring everyone together but appreciating and enjoying queer music?
So since you mentioned this, the venue, Saratoga Springs, tell us a little bit about the venue itself and about the structure of this weekend. How many artists are involved? And
So the venue itself is a secluded valley surrounded by hills. It's a little bit north of Ukiah, about 2.5 hours from San Francisco. It has a big meadow in the middle, surrounded by lots of big oak trees, and the stage will be in the middle of that meadow. There'll be about 20 different artists, and every night after live music ends around 11 or so, there'll be two parallel dance parties, DJed, which I'm sure Justin would talk more about.
Yeah, great. And Paige will as well. So Mary Lambert is one of your featured performers. She's had a lot of success lately and is one of your headliners. So we're going to hear what's her current hit that she's got out that a lot of people have heard is Keep Me Warm. I believe it's called
Keep Me Warm.
She Keeps Me Warm. So let's hear a little of that.
She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. What's your middle name? Do you hate your job? Do you fall in love too easily? What's your favorite word? You like kissing girls. Can I call you baby? Yeah, yeah. She says that people stare.
because we look so good together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to.
That's Mary Lambert. She keeps me warm. She's one of the performers at the Luscious Queer Music Festival, which will be at the Saratoga Springs Retreat Center in Lake County, August 22nd through 24th. Paige Hodell is here in the studio with me. Tell us a little bit about Mary Lambert and her success recently, and this song becoming such a hit. And
this has just been a phenomenon, I think, and such a coup for us all here in the gay community, the LGBTQ community. She has been performing with Macklemore, and Macklemore samples her work in his sort of groundbreaking song, Same Love, which I think it was 2 days after we went into agreement with her, turned on the Grammys, and there she was standing, singing with Madonna, having joined Macklemore with his win at the Grammys for that just really groundbreaking song in the hip-hop industry. To be singing about gay love was just an absolute breakthrough.
Yeah, so that's kind of a coup to have her at this event, huh?
We're just thrilled. Really,
yeah, that's
She's
fantastic.
A spectacular entertainer, young entertainer, and just a great, great writer, a beautiful musician, and just we're really thrilled.
So are the bands, I know the venue, Saratoga Springs. I've been there for events with the Billies, gay club of sorts. And I wanted to know this is going to be full-on, full electric, full bands, or mostly acoustic, or a combination thereof? Just Time?
We're going to have a main stage, and it will accompany full bands and performers who are performing just with a guitar or piano as well. But the sound system we have for this event is massive, and it will be balanced really well and sound great. There's a few bands performing at this who are 4, 5, or 6 pieces, and then there's quite a few performers showing up solo as well.
So I assume that's one of the advantages of this venue. It's so remote. Shoreline Amphitheater down the peninsula here gets complaints from neighbors. You probably won't. I mean, there may be a couple, one or two within earshot, but you're way out in the country there at Saratoga Springs. By the way, this is not, I've had people make this mistake before. It's not Saratoga near San Jose. Saratoga Springs, way up in Lake County, the Saratoga Springs Retreat Center. So speaking of solo performers, John Ginoli, who founded Pansy Division way back when, is going to be performing there. And John, you've told me that you're going to be playing some songs that you can't, your band doesn't necessarily know right now, some new stuff, right?
Yeah. Pansy Division's been around since 91, but for the last 5 or 6 years, we've been fairly inactive. We all live in different places now, though we started out as a Bay Area band. So we play a couple times of the year. We played in San Francisco earlier this year, but the band wasn't able to do, the whole band wasn't able to do this. So I said, hey, could I do this as a solo? Because I've done solo shows in recent years. So I'm glad to be able to do this as a singer-songwriter, though I always like playing with the big noise of the band. This will be, I'll be playing a lot of Pansy Division songs, including new ones the band just hasn't had time to learn because we don't get together too often now.
So let's hear a little bit of Pansy Division, and this is a song that this will be with the full band that we're about to hear, but you'll be doing this particular one probably solo out there?
Yeah, this is called Obsessed With Me, which was on our most recent album, That's So Gay, and was inspired by driving around the country on a tour with a band and just seeing graffiti everywhere. Like, people are obsessed with gay stuff. So you go to you're in a truck stop or you're in a club. There's just always people writing stuff about gay stuff in graffiti scrawled on walls. And I thought, people are just obsessed with gay stuff. And that's where this came from. I saw it on the bathroom wall. I read it in the toilet stall. You can find it anywhere at all. You're obsessed with me. Truck stop on an interstate. In a dressing room back.
obsessed with me. You're obsessed with me with desire and hate. 'Cause I dare to do what fills you with shame. Ted Haggard, Larry Craig, getting caught, getting laid. There's a price to be paid when you're obsessed with me. Repulsion and attraction, the repressed dying for action. Public face, private reaction, obsessed with me. Wondering when you'll be doing it next.
That is John Ginoli singing with Pansy Division there, Obsessed With Me. One of the songs he'll be singing without the full band up at the Luscious Queer Music Festival.
Yes.
Anything, any more hints about the other kinds of music he'll be playing? I mean, this is, seems a little political, you know.
Yes, some of the songs
way.
Are. Some of them are celebratory. I have an anti-grinder song that I will be performing.
Tell us about that. What's the anti-grinder thing about?
I got so frustrated with Grindr. It's just about the inability. Just gay guys are flaky enough in real life. Put them online on an app like that. It's just diabolical behavior that people think they can get away with because it's semi-anonymous. So that's... It's a gripey song.
You want to give us a lyric or two?
No, I better not.
Not appropriate for public radio, huh? Okay, good. So you'll have to save that one for the concert. So I also, you know, Chris Williamson is going to be one of the performers there as well. And she's kind of a pioneer of women's music. And this particular song we're going to play is Waterfall is... You know, kind of started it all in a way. Wouldn't that be fair to say, Paige?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that queued up yet? Fantastic. Let's hear it.
Sometimes it takes a rainy day. Just to let you know everything's gonna be all right. All right. I've been dreaming in the sun. Won't you wake me up some fun? I need a little peace of mind. Wake me from this dream that I have dreamed so many times. I need a little peace of mind. Spilling over.
There it is, filling up and spilling over like an endless waterfall. I heard that so much in Santa Cruz when I was growing up, raised by lesbians back when I was 20 years old. Chris Williamson will be one of the performers at the Luscious Queer Music Festival. You're listening to Out in the Bay. My name's Eric Jansen. My guests here in the studio are DJs Just Time and Paige Hodel, event producer Reuben Hanna, and John Ginoli of Pansy Division. John's one of the performers there. There's, a total of 20 performers or something like that? And while the last song was playing, Reuben graciously offered that he is going to give away two pairs of weekend passes for the whole weekend for this music festival to the first two people to email me. And I will give my email address in a minute, but here's what you have to include in your email. You have to spell it right. This is a test. Luscious Queer Music Festival. You know, I had a hard time spelling luscious correctly the other day, and I was like, couldn't bring it up. Like, why am I keeping in a typo error? Anyway, Luscious Luscious Queer Music Festival. Put that in the body of your email and make sure you spell it right. And the first two people to email eric@outinthebay.com will get those two passes. And for those of you who weren't the first two,
we're also giving away a special promotional code. The code is out in the bay, lowercase, no spaces, and that will give you 15% discount either on a weekend pass or on day pass or an overnight pass.
So tell us, now that you've mentioned that, how does it work? There's a weekend, passes for the full weekend, includes food or not?
No, food is not included, but we're going to have great food being vended on the property. But it does include the use of the swimming pool, hiking trails.
Hot tub.
Yes, beautiful big hot tub.
If you're expecting 500 people there, I don't know if that hot tub's quite big enough.
Well, people are going to be everywhere. They're going to be hiking. They're going to be listening to the music. They're going to be dancing. And some will be in the hot tub, so it will be big enough.
Okay. And camping. What are the accommodations like?
Right. So most people would be invited to camp. We have lots of beautiful shaded areas, different types of areas for camping. If you happen to want to stay in a hotel, you can stay just off the property for a small fee. You can drive in and out. And also, if you want to spend more money and get a VIP ticket, you can stay in one of our fabulous rural cabins on the property, just be a few feet away from where Mary Lambert or Matt Alba are staying.
Oh my goodness, Matt Alba. We're going to play him in a minute, and he's hot. So, you know, website?
Oh, the website is LusciousQueerMusicFestival.org.
.org, because it is a benefit after all. Tell us about the beneficiaries.
The beneficiaries are three organizations. The main one is ORAM, and there's also the Refugee Guardian Group and JFCS. And the three of them are devoted to helping queer asylum seekers. As you know, some people are being really harassed and even killed in many countries like Russia and some Arab countries. And these people are seeking refuge in the United States. So these companies are helping them individually and also lobbying the government of our country to allow more queer people to come into this country as refugees.
And two of the organizations on this list are ones that have actually been on Out in the Bay before, ORAM, the Organization for Refugee, Asylum, and Migration, and also the JFCS East Bay, Jewish Family and Children's Services of the East Bay, has an LGBTQ refugee program, and they have we've interviewed one of their folks from Uganda, from Kenya, who was really brutally beaten up and left for dead, and somehow made it here to the Bay Area with the help of these groups. So these groups are doing great work. So yes, thank you. We're glad to hear that part of the proceeds are going to be going to that. Matt Alba, we're going to play a little bit of Matt Alba so we can hear at least one more musician before the before our half hour is over. And what did I queue up here? I wrote it down somewhere, but The River. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Kennedy, our engineer, thank you very much. The River, Matt Alba.
The sails to fall.
That is Matt Alber singing The River. And as that was playing, Paige and Reuven were just mentioning that this festival, the Luscious Queer Music Festival, is bringing together the gay community and the lesbian community in a way that it rarely happens these days. Tell us about
that. And the transgender community.
Yeah. And well, let's not forget Mix Justin Vivian Bond, one of the
absolutely.
Performers.
No, I mean, I think one of the things that is really a wonderful thing that we're going to be doing is we're bringing together the men's community and the women's community for a weekend together, outside camping, listening to music. You know, it's going to be just a pretty revolutionary mixture. I don't think it's ever been done. I've never seen it in my years of California living. So I think we're all really, really excited about that aspect of it.
I think that's fantastic. And tell me also a little bit more about how the DJ things are going to work. What kind of music are you going to be playing in Just Time? Do you have like a totally different flavor of stuff you're going to be doing, the two of you?
Well, on Saturday night, Paige Hodel will be holding it down, holding court on the main stage.
Under the stars, right. Dancing under the stars.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
While Dr. Sleep from Jacktone Records and I will be playing some acid house and dub techno and some experimental electronica in the smaller space.
There's an indoor venue. Mm-hmm.
That event will be very interesting because we're collaborating with a group called Comfort and Joy to create their Afterglow Blacklight Discotheque up at Saratoga Springs. So it's definitely going to be a night to remember. On Friday night, DJ Lamont will be playing on the main stage after Justin Vivian Bond performs. And in the smaller stage, we're going to have a live performance from Red 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 of Dark Entries Records, a live performance by Space Palace, who is a secret performer who you might recognize once you get there. And we will also have Sergio Fadaz of the legendary disco party in San Francisco, Go Bang, DJing all night long. I'm not sure about all night, but
late.
Late, yeah.
Now, the Comfort and Joy crowd, won't they already be on their way, already gone to Burning Man by then?
I think a lot of the Comfort and Joy crew will be up at Burning Man setting up. But a lot of us burners are definitely going to arrive one day late to the burn this year. And we have decided to make this festival a priority because it's definitely going to be epic.
By the way, next week's show in Out in the Bay will be about Burning Man and some of the queer influence there, so tune in for that next week. I lost my train of thought there, but I think we're getting to the point where we need to sort of wrap things up a little bit. Anything else you want to mention about logistics, what people need to bring, and let's give the website again, luscious queer music festival.org.
You can also connect on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you post a picture of yourself on our website with the hashtag #IAmLuscious, you can also receive 15% off tickets. What to bring up there? Definitely remember a toothbrush and a towel. And if you're sensitive to sound while you're trying to sleep, I would suggest bringing some earplugs. I don't think it's going to be too loud in every area, but definitely...
And the website has a full list of what to bring. It also has a list of hotels if you want a nearby hotel. You can also sign up for our open mic. So the website has everything. And rides. You can also get rides through the hotel. rides through the website. Uh-huh. And you can also...
Well, there's all kinds of info there. Actually, I'm impressed. The website looks great. And this is a first-time event. I'm sure it's a lot of work to pull off something like this for the very first time. And I hope it's a smashing success. And
we also are offering a bus ride. So you can buy a ticket for a bus, special bus, that will take you from San Francisco to Saratoga Springs and back on Sunday. So if you don't have a car and want to save the air... get a bus ticket with us.
No reason not to go to the Luscious Queer Music Festival. One more question. Mary Lambert, Paige, we were talking about her a minute ago. When I was looking up some of her stuff on iTunes this afternoon, it had some of her songs listed as, and under the genre, it said singer-songwriter, and then some of the other ones said pop. So it looks like she's done a little bit of both. When we go out under our closing credits, I'm going to play a little bit more of her music. It's from one of her other albums that is more, I think it might actually even be acoustic, but we'll get a little bit different sense of that. But what do you know about her as far as how that goes? Was she doing much more sort of, I don't know, indie, less produced stuff previously, and now she's gotten more pop?
You know, I think she's, well, now that she's sort of well-seated in the Grammy Awards, I think that her music style and her, not her music style, but her presentation is going to probably change. But you do, she herself is such a gifted musician. She holds the band down and holds it together. I think it'll be very interesting to see where she goes, but we're going to have a smaller sound at Luscious. I don't think she's coming with a full band, if I'm not mistaken. I think
she's going to be solo.
She'll
be solo, so it'll be a really great chance to see her in a very, very different sort of a way. I love seeing big musicians in a more intimate acoustic setting.
I'm looking so forward to hearing John as well. I think it's, to have the opportunity to hear the leader of a band, not unplugged, literally, but, very, very organic like that. I think it's going to be a extraordinary.
Intimate.
Well, I want to thank my guests, Reuven Hanna and Just Time, DJ Just Time, and Paige Hodel and John Ginoli, who will be appearing at the Luscious Queer Music Festival. It sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend. Again, it's August 22nd through 24th. A discount if you use the code
Out in the Bay,
no spaces, no capital letters, on the website luscious queer music festival.org. We'll also have a link on our website, outinthebay.org. We're going to go out, instead of with our theme music, we're going to play one more Mary Lambert song underneath Sarasvati. This is from her album Welcome to the Age of My Body. Go ahead and start playing that, Debbie, and I'll do the closing credits over it. As I said, you can learn more at luscious queer music festival.org. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. You can hear tonight's show and many past shows on our website, outinthebay.org, where you can also sign up for free podcasts and get the Stitcher app. That's right, Stitcher, that lets you hear radio programs on mobile devices. On our favorites page, here's some of our personal faves from our 9.5 years on the air, including interviews with John Waters, Ang Lee, Leslie Gore, and Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy Shepard, among others. And I want to let you know, Out in the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. We thank KALW, our host station, for studio use and airtime, and tonight's engineer, Debbie Kennedy. We're an independent production, not a KALW staff production. We depend on community support. It's easy and tax-deductible on our website, outinthebay.org. We'd love to hear from you, so please write to us with segment suggestions, comments, and questions. Eric at Out in the Bay and Marilyn at outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. I'm out of here, and here's some Mary Lambert to take us to the end.
Sarasvati, summit asleep, I rested my head against knees.